This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Two billboards were recently put up along I-35 just outside of Austin. The billboards say this: Austin Police defunded. Enter at your own risk. The signs were put there by a police lobbying group after the Austin City Council cut millions from the police budget. The signs assert that if you spend less on the police, crime will go up. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, that's not the case.
In 2009, the city of Austin's police budget was about $230 million. A decade later, we were spending nearly twice as much on police. So with all that money, has Austin gotten safer over time? The answer is sort of. In 2009, the violent crime rate was 4.76 per every 1,000 residents in the city. To put it another way, that's one murder, rape, robbery, or aggravated assault per every 200 residents. Over the next couple of years, as we spent more money on police, that number trickled down. And then it went up a little. And then back down. And then up a little. So that by 2016, we had nearly the same violent crime rate as 2010. Even though we were spending $130 million more on police. In other words, as spending on police went up and up and up and up, violent crime rates fluctuated.
There's no evidence that spending more on police all by itself does any good at all.
Bill Spellman's a professor at the University of Texas at Austin. He's also a former city council member. And he says rather than asking how big the police department's budget is, you have to ask how that money's being spent.
There is some evidence that putting more patrol officers on the street has a small negative effect on later crime rates.
So will the city council's budget cuts affect the number of officers in Austin? The answer is yes. About $13 million of what the council cut from police represents the canceling of 3 cadet training classes. So no new officers for the next year. Although Police Chief Brian Manley has said he'll try to keep the same number of police on the streets. But the department estimates that by next September, we'll have fewer full-time officers than we had in 2014. Here's Emily Owens, a professor at the University of California, Irvine.
If police spending or changes in the police budgets leads to changes in the number of police on the street, that might, all else equal, is something that's probably going to lead to a change in crime rates.
Owen says a body of research suggests a relationship between police presence and lower crime rates. The idea is that if you see a police officer on the street, you're less likely to commit a crime. A study out of Princeton University found that cities that got federal grants to hire more police saw a 3.5% reduction in crime. The 8 experts I talked to for the story all agree that there's no correlation between the size of a police department's budget and crime. But what about the number of police officers and crime? Depends on who I asked. Some experts said research shows a relationship, and others said it didn't. So we'll have fewer police officers in Austin, and we may not know what that'll mean for crime rates. Which brings me to another point Owens made.
What I see in the sort of defund the police movement and the push to reduce spending on police officers is to be glib, not to reduce spending on police and then set that money on fire.
Owens has researched the effects that social services can have on crime. In one study, she found that building low-income housing in a neighborhood has the potential to lower violent crime rates. And while she and her co-author admitted that having more police might have had a bigger impact on crime, housing provided another social good. Well, housing. Which brings us back to the central argument of those who support taking money from the police department and spending it elsewhere.
Are there other ways we could spend this money? Does it all have to go to the police?
Scott Henson is the policy director at the nonprofit Just Liberty. So far, the council's re-spent $20 million of its proposed total $150 million in cuts. That money is going to public health, housing, and to a family violence shelter. Henson argues that if there's no connection between the size of a police department's budget and violent crime rates, why keep spending?
To me, this is an example of what normally is a conservative critique of government, where we keep throwing money at this problem on the assumption that more money makes us safer, but we don't really know.
Although, as I've mentioned, there is some evidence that spending the money on officers could keep crime rates down. Either way, the city council will continue to ask themselves and the public Henson's question, should this money be spent elsewhere? There's still $50 million of what they cut up in the air. Will they decide to keep it within the police department or dissolve some divisions and pay for something else entirely? They'll spend the next several months deciding. Audra McGlinchey, KUT News.